2015 EBS 수능 완성 영어 영역 실전 모의고사 3회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I have a date with Lisa this Friday, and I really can't decide what to do.
You could take her to a dinner or a movie.
Yeah, but I'd like to do something more exciting.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, where is the German literature section in this library?
Are you looking for the original German versions or English translations?
Actually, I'm practicing German, so I'd like to read the originals.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. It's time for one-minute economy. Nowadays, store owners face more competition to keep customers shopping at stores. So they sometimes try to attract their customers with coupons. These coupons can be extremely helpful when it comes to saving money. I'm sure you have all used coupons before. The magic of using coupons comes into play when you can use them for already discounted items. This means that you can double or triple the face value of the coupons. So, don't forget to find out the days when you can use the coupons and mark them on your calendar. The amount of money you can save by doing this will surely amaze you.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's wrong, Paul? You look upset.
Well, I've lost all my files on my laptop.
Really? What happened?
Yesterday, I received an email with an attached file from an unknown person.
Oh, please don't say that you read the attached file.
I know I shouldn't have, but I was curious. When I opened it, the computer shut down. And when I turned it back on, all of my files were deleted.
The file must have infected your computer with a virus.
Exactly.
You should never open strange emails, especially with an attached file.
I know. I just wish I would have backed up all my files.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Most of us forget to do that.
Thank you for saying so. From now on, I'll delete unusual emails right away.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Peter, here's a multimedia guide for you.
Multimedia guide? Isn't it just a headset?
Yes, it is a headset and tour guide. It explains the exhibits, just like a regular tour guide.
Is it only in French?
No, there are 10 languages to choose from, including English.
Oh, it's very convenient.
Yes, it is. Now, where shall we go first?
Let's go to the Egyptian section. I want to see the ancient artifacts, especially the mummies.
Okay, sounds good. This sign says there's also a special event.
You mean the digital workshop, Talk Like Egyptians?
That's right. We can experience the life of ancient Egyptians by using digital technology.
Sounds cool. Emma, I heard you joined the school painting club.
Yeah, I enjoy it very much. Last weekend, we volunteered to paint the wall of a factory. The factory owner asked us to do it.
Great. Did you take a picture of the painting?
Yes, it's in my smartphone. Take a look. The theme of the painting is city and nature.
The big rainbow over the buildings is so beautiful.
Right. We also painted the houses with a fence of sunflowers.
Oh, they're really lovely. I also like the cruise ship on the sea.
Thanks. And check out the three people surfing at the beach.
Yeah, they seem very happy, along with the birds in the sky.
I think so, too.
I'm sure the factory owner liked the painting very much.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I can't believe Tom's basketball team won the tournament.
Me neither. I'm really proud of our son and his teammates.
How about having a barbecue party this Friday to celebrate their championship?
That's a great idea. But we only have one barbecue grill.
Don't worry. I can borrow one from Jason. What shall we have for the barbecue?
Just regular food like burgers, chicken, and hot dogs. I wonder how many players will show up.
Well, Tom can find out and let us know. We'll need some music and games, too.
Good idea. I'll ask Tom to prepare them. And I'll go grocery shopping on Thursday evening.
Are you sure? Won't you be too busy?
No problem. Don't forget to get the grill from Jason before Thursday evening.
I won't. I can't wait for the party. It'll be great.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 현재 자신의 집에서 애완견을 기르지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
Mike, do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a cat.
What's its name?
I named her Stellar because her eyes shine like a star.
That's a very pretty name.
Thank you. How about you? Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have a puppy named Theo, but right now he's staying at my friend's house.
Why? Because you have a lot of business trips nowadays?
No, my parents just take care of him while I'm away.
Oh, you live with your parents. So why is your dog at your friend's house?
Well, my sister Amy had a daughter recently, and she and her family are staying with us now.
Oh, really? The baby must be cute and lovely.
Yes, she is. But my sister is allergic to dogs.
I see. That's why your friend is taking care of Theo for the time being.
That's right.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 차액으로 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes. Can I sell this bike?
Of course you can. You can buy, sell, or donate used items at this recycling center.
I see. I bought this bike for $120 a month ago. Here's the warranty. How much can I get for it?
Let me check first. It's in good condition. We can give you half the original price.
Can you give me a little more than that? I'm planning on using the money I get to buy a rocking chair here.
Okay, then I'll give you $5 more. Would you like to see the rocking chairs? They're right over there.
Oh, thank you. This chair looks very comfortable.
Right. It's high quality and almost brand new. It's $80.
Okay, I'll take it.
Do you need anything else?
No, that's all I need. Here's my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 조별 과제에 대해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Ben, have you thought about what we are going to do for our group project?
Sorry, I completely forgot. I've been really busy with my term paper.
That's okay. But as you know, we have to present it in social studies class on Monday.
I know. How about discussing it together now?
Good idea. Let's make an outline and then gather information.
Okay. First, what do you think we should present on? I mean, the topic of the project.
How about global warming? Nowadays, it's a serious topic.
I think it's too common, though. What about cell phone addiction? It'll draw more attention from the class.
Sounds better. Let's do it.
All right. Then how should we gather information?
I think we should search the internet and interview our classmates.
Great. Then how are we going to present it?
I think a PowerPoint presentation will be effective.
Good. Let's go for it.
11번 킥오프 파티에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Smith, your vice principal. I hope you had a nice vacation. Today, I'm going to tell you about our annual kickoff party. The party will be held this Friday, August 21st, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the schoolyard. You're encouraged to bring your family. Also, bring your own food, or you can use on-site food trucks selling delicious sandwiches, hot dogs, and fries. There'll be music, dancing, and a performance by the school band. Also, every student will be given a raffle ticket to win a prize, and the winners will be announced at the end of the party. This party will be a great time for you to have fun with your classmates and their families. Hope to see you there.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 여행 상품을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing on the computer?
I'm trying to plan our wedding anniversary trip.
Oh, great. I can't wait to go to Laos.
Me neither. The pictures of it look so beautiful. It'll be nice to spend a whole week there.
Definitely. So, what have you found out online?
Here are some good package tours. Which flight do you think seems best?
The direct flight to Vientiane, the capital of Laos.
I agree. Then what about accommodations? A hotel or hut?
I think a hut sounds more fun, and it's cheaper.
All right. And for activities, I'd like to go kayaking and jungle trekking.
That sounds great. How many days without planned activities do you want?
I think 2 days will be good.
Okay, let's do it that way. Honey, I'm looking forward to this trip so much.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Alex. Long time no see.
Hi, Jasmine. Yeah, it's been almost 6 months since our graduation.
You've changed a lot. I mean, you look great. Did you lose some weight?
Yes, I've lost about 20 pounds. Can you really see the difference?
Of course. You used to be a little overweight in high school.
Yes, I used to eat a huge lunch and then snacks in between classes.
So, what's your secret? Are you on a special diet?
Not really. I still eat some junk food here and there.
Then you must be doing some sort of exercise.
That's right. I've been cycling to school instead of taking the subway.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate, have you seen the movie Edge of Tomorrow?
No, I haven't. What's it about?
It's a science fiction movie starring Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. They fight alien invaders and save the Earth.
So, do you think aliens exist?
Of course. How about you?
I also believe they exist. And I don't think they are as bad as they are in sci-fi movies.
Why do you think that?
I just think that if they were intelligent and technologically advanced enough to visit our planet, I doubt they'd use their powers to harm us.
You're so optimistic.
Maybe so. How about you? What do you think of them?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 테리가 로라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Terry and Laura work in the sales department of a company. On Valentine's Day, they meet in the hallway during a coffee break. Terry greets her and invites her to have dinner with him that night. Laura says that she would love to, but she has a previous engagement in the evening. Terry says that he is a little jealous of the lucky guy with whom she is going to spend the evening. But Laura explains to him that she is going to have dinner with her father. Since her mother passed away last year, she is going to take her mother's place. Hearing this, Terry is so touched by her warm heart. In this situation, what would Terry most likely say to Laura?
Laura.
16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Do you know each year many people are hospitalized or die because of chemical poisoning? It's because many products and materials commonly found in the house are poisonous. Chemicals are a part of everyday life. Medicines like cough syrups and prescription drugs are chemicals. Products we use to clean kitchens and bathrooms, wash clothes and dishes are also chemicals. So it's important to store and use all chemicals appropriately. Here are some safety tips. First of all, read the label and choose products with the least amount of harmful chemicals. Second, keep these products in a locked cabinet or closet out of reach of children. Don't forget, children are very curious. Third, follow the manufacturer's instructions and use recommended protective equipment like gloves and goggles. Last but not least, do not reuse empty containers or repack products in different containers.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Do you know each year many people are hospitalized or die because of chemical poisoning? It's because many products and materials commonly found in the house are poisonous. Chemicals are a part of everyday life. Medicines like cough syrups and prescription drugs are chemicals. Products we use to clean kitchens and bathrooms, wash clothes and dishes are also chemicals. So it's important to store and use all chemicals appropriately. Here are some safety tips. First of all, read the label and choose products with the least amount of harmful chemicals. Second, keep these products in a locked cabinet or closet out of reach of children. Don't forget, children are very curious. Third, follow the manufacturer's instructions and use recommended protective equipment like gloves and goggles. Last but not least, do not reuse empty containers or repack products in different containers.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.